Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
If you know me even a little bit, you know that I'm kind of opinionated. I have beliefs. I have opinions. It's usually not terribly mysterious how I feel about a thing. But I've come to understand and learn over the last several years that there's a really big difference between having a position on a thing and taking a stand. So if I take a stand, it means I have a viewpoint. I've got an attitude. I've got a belief set. I've got an opinion. If I'm taking a position, it means I'm taking a side. And by definition, if I am in a position, that means there is something or someone in opposition, in conflict. Me or you, us or them, this or that, right or wrong. The topic really arose in the beginning of my leadership training a number of years ago, and it has evolved a lot over the last several years. And I don't know that it really landed for me until just the other day when I was wandering through the woods and saw something that gave me pause. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate, conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, taking a stand versus taking a position. How they're not the same thing, and how by understanding the difference, maybe, just maybe, we can start to make the world a little less, well, a little bit less like a dumpster fire. Settle back, settle in, and listen up. This is Talk Unleashed.
I've never hunted before in my life, never been someone who's gone out to hunt for animals, and heck, I don't think I've even ever actually fished since I was maybe a kid at summer camp. So it's really interesting spending time in the woods, a place where there's hunting season. There's deer season and people out hunting turkey and rabbits and all other manner of woodland creatures and wildlife during the course of the year. And coming to realize that, you know, there's a structure to it, that there's a season and it's about population control, and there's a lot of arguments one way or the other, and that's not what this is about. This is about taking a stand. Taking a stand versus taking a position. And it occurred to me as I was wandering on a woodland trail the other day and came upon a structure. It was tall, like almost like a lifeguard stand, a stairway up, wooden stairway up to a somewhat rickety perch overlooking a bit of the valley. It's a stand. It's a deer hunting stand, a thing that a hunter would climb up into and sit there perched at a height to see the deer coming. So it's funny, I posted the picture and I asked some folks in my private Facebook group, "What is this?" The folks who knew what it was all said it was a blind, a hunting blind. Now, that is another word used for a ground level, stationary spot, very, very hidden, typically used more for bird hunting, but also used for deer. A very fixed position with a pretty limited view and a place from which, in order to actually hunt, you need some external force to move the prey by, usually your hunting dogs. Something to flush the animals out. In a stand, however, you're perched. You have lots of options. You have a 360-degree view of the area around you. There's movement. Now, let me be clear. I am not advocating one way or the other for hunting, and I still don't necessarily think that hunting is a thing for me. But it brought up for me something that I learned in my leadership training. One of the topics that was brought up fairly early on and reiterated over and over, the difference between having a position on a topic and taking a stand. That taking a position is fixed. It's locked in. It is my way or it is your way. It is right or it is wrong. There's not a whole lot of room for flexibility and certainly no real room for conversation. But taking a stand is expansive. It means I have my view, I have my belief, I have my perspective. And I also allow that there are other views and perspectives that can exist simultaneously. It's not a this or that, it's a this and that. The example that was used by one of my trainers was Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, a movement that, through Martin Luther King's eyes, was a movement of peace, of nonviolence. And there were some in the movement, like Malcolm X, who proposed violence as the only means to get to the ends that they sought. Understanding that having all of those views there was part of the expansive stand for the greater picture of what civil rights meant. Taking a position or taking a stand. It's so easy to lock into a position. It's so easy to think that I'm taking a stand. But really, I'm being pretty self-righteous and stuck in my own belief. That ability to breathe into the conflict, the ability to hold possibility, the possibility that this and that are both true. I don't know about you, but I think that's one of the biggest problems we have in the world today, that all of the truths are true. All of the things exist truthfully at all times. And there's so much of the justification of a current behavior, and there's a yeah, but involved. We're doing this, yeah, but they did that, and so that justifies this. So what if everyone is right? What if there is truth in everybody's perspectives? That would also mean that we're all also wrong about other people's wrongness. That's interesting to wrap your brain around, especially when you think of some of the more heated topics. But at the end of the day, they have their views for a reason. I may not like it, I may not agree with it, and I certainly may not understand it. But if I'm taking a position about it and viewing it only from one very limited perspective, my ability to understand it is zero. But if I take a stand in my belief, and I have an expansiveness about it, I can see that there may just be another view. It doesn't mean that I agree with that view. It doesn't mean I condone the view or allow it in my own life, but it does mean that it gets to exist. So that's my invitation for you. Look at the things that you're really passionate about, the things that you would die on that mountain. And think about whether your view is a stand or a position. Are you holding your space and allowing that there are other possible truths? Or are you condemning others and saying that their views are wrong? I think when I go out on a walk today, I may climb up on one of those stands and take a look at what the view is like from someone else's space.
We did it again, another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McLean, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.